Imagine the feeling of pulsing electric shocks. Sounds like a nightmare, right? While individual experiences may vary, it's how some people describe shingles. This painful blistering rash could interrupt your life for weeks. It could even force you to cancel social events or weekend plans. Over 99% of adults 50 years or older already carry the virus that causes shingles. 1 in 3 people will get it in their lifetime. Why wait? Ask your doctor or pharmacist about shingles today.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Hey, this is Junior, and I have a long-standing relationship with the American Red Cross to get the word out about blood donation within the African-American community, letting people know how important community donations are to our well-being. 1 in 3 African-American blood donors are a match for patients with sickle cell disease. As someone who suffers from sickle cell, I know that finding blood is a matter of life and death. Blood donations save lives, and I'm living proof. Donate blood at Red Cross to help save a life. Black excellence is in our blood. Visit redcrossblood.org/ourblood to make an appointment now.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
The best conversations I have with my colleagues are the ones that happen when no one is looking, when we're not 100% sure yet what to write.
Hopefully, having conversations like this can help you figure out your own point of view. That's kind of our job as Washington Post opinions columnists. I'm Charles Lane, Deputy Opinion Editor.
And I'm Amanda Ripley, a contributing columnist. We're going to bring you into these conversations on a new podcast called Impromptu.
Follow Impromptu now, wherever you listen.
Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is, the strawberry letter.
Thank you, nephew. Subject, I am not the one to play with. Dear Stephen Shirley, I am a 54-year-old black professional man who has been married for 25 years. I am 6'6 and 270 pounds, and I am not to be played with. But my wife seems to think she could play me and get away with it. We're in the middle of a divorce now because I found out that she was taking and sending nude pictures to an ex-boyfriend. I also found out that she'd been having an affair with the guy for almost a year. When I confronted her, she told me that she's been unhappy for a long time and she needs more. I filed for divorce immediately. But as I mentioned, I am not the one to be played with, so I went to visit the guy she was sleeping with. You want me to read that line again?
Shirley, just keep 6'6", 270, went to visit him.
He went to visit the guy. He went to visit the guy that she was sleeping with. I told him that I knew everything and that he could have my wife. This guy said that he's married and what he and my wife had was just a fling. He said he'd never leave his wife for her or anyone else. So I found his wife and I went to see her too.
God.
It was all in my plan to get revenge. But I didn't expect for his wife to be as fine and pretty as she is. I told her about my wife and her husband's affair, and she was not shocked or upset. She said she knows her husband is a cheater. She started flirting with me and eventually told me that she has needs of her own that are not being taken care of.
Where the hell is this going?
Well, you know I offered to help her with her needs, and she couldn't resist. So here we are, months later, and we both have admitted that we're falling for each other. There is nothing better than revenge.
270.
But I don't want my new woman to find out it was all a game in the beginning. Should I keep our affair a secret a little longer, or should I show my wife that two can play that game? Please advise, Steve.
Ooh, Steve.
Please
advise, Steve.
Yeah, please
I got
advise,
you, player.
Steve.
Go ahead, Shirley. You ain't going to say nothing I'm going to say, so
I know,
go ahead.
That's right. Well, I mean, you know, this is just a big old nasty mess here. I didn't think just like, apparently,
excuse me, Shirley, not to interrupt you, but mine is not going to start off with this a big old nasty mess.
Okay.
That ain't how mine gonna start.
Well, it is. Shirley. All right. Thank you, sir. I just didn't think, like everyone else, that this letter was going to end up like this. I thought it was going to be some fighting, you know, maybe a, I don't know, something a little more serious than how this ended up. Now it seems like everyone is just one big happy family. You're with his wife. He's with your wife, except for your wife, when she finds out, you know, how her side piece, Your girl's new girl's husband feels about her, she's not going to be too happy. It's going to be quite a blow to her ego and her self-esteem. You were pretty easy, huh? She was that fun and that pretty, huh? And it was an opportunity. So now you guys are involved in a relationship. So it looks like what? You guys are going to just do a trade-off thing? You know, her husband is going to have something to say about this because he's not interested in leaving his wife. He's just not. What is wrong? Yeah,
he ready for you to get to the bottom of your
head. Come on. Girl, come on. I got all these hands.
You guys do what you do. I mean, if that's what you think, revenge, this is all about revenge and everything. I mean, the thing for you to do if you really want to be with her, of course, is to go ahead with the divorce proceedings with your wife and to marry this woman if she divorces her husband. Other than that, you guys are all having affairs. Jesus. All right, Steve.
Cool. Thanks, Shirley. Shirley, listen, I want to compliment you and pay you a compliment. You did a wonderful job. You did as best you could. That problem you
yeah,
have.
Yeah, with you huffing and puffing.
Well, Shirley, you know, the problem
just
you have
on,
with this
baby.
Letter is he says, Steve, please advise Steve. He knew. Shirley, he knew. You can't help him. Because you're not going to feel what he's feeling. And it's understandable. It's some letters, Shirley, where you take a woman's perspective and you touch on a lot of stuff I don't think of because you have an angle I don't have. So I respect that. This 54-year-old man, I'm not the one to get played with. This I open the damn letter with what this letter about. Been married 25 years. And here the facts. Before we get any other facts, I'm 54, been married 25 years. That damn near half my life. But now hear what you need to know. I'm 6'6 and 270. And I am not to be played with. Clearly. But his wife seemed to think that, you know, she could play with him and get away with it. We're in the middle of a divorce now because I found out that she was taking and sending nude pictures to an ex-boyfriend. I also found out that she'd been having an affair with the guy for almost a year. When I confronted her, she told me she had been unhappy for a long-ass time and she needs more. I don't know how much more you need than 6'6", 270. What are you looking for? How much more is it? I certainly don't have more. At 6'2", 235, I don't have more.
Come on, let's recap today's Strawberry Letter.
Ain't no recap.
I am not the one to play with.
He to be played with. 54, been married 25 years. He's 6'6", 270. He ain't to be played with. But his damn wife thinks she can play. So he found out she been taking pictures, sending it to this dude. Then found out that she been having an extramarital affair. She say, and when he confronted her about it, she say she need more. We left trying to figure out what more do you want? He's 6'6", 270.
Yes, yeah. He is.
What more?
Why are you yelling?
But obviously you want more. So then, but as I mentioned, I am not to be played with. So I went to visit the guy that she was sleeping with. Now, this right here is where this letter starts to take a turn where every man hearing this going, this ass whooping.
Yeah.
Because, see, since you don't play with me, I want to pay him a visit to the guy she was sleeping with. Told him I knew everything and that he could have her. See, he don't want her no more. He threw with her. You know, this ain't no left. You can have her. You know, I'm just letting you know this right here now. But now, let me show you what happened, though. He scared his punk ass so bad. When he said, you can have her, first thing he said, I'm married. And this just, I wouldn't leave my wife for her or anybody. I don't want her. See, because if he'd have said, you can have, and he said, thanks, he'd have knocked his ass into the middle of next week.
All six, 270.
He'd have woke up in a coma, Shirley, if he'd have answered that question wrong. And you can have her. Thanks, man. Fuck.
I love your wife.
That would have been it. This guy said he's married and he and my wife were just a fling. He said he'd never leave his wife for her or anyone. So, 6'6 found his wife and went to see her too.
Wow.
It was all in my plan to get revenge. He was just going to tell it. But he didn't expect his wife to be as fine and as pretty as she is. I told her about my wife and her husband's affair. She wasn't shocked or upset. She said she knew her husband cheated. She started flirting with me and eventually told me that she got needs of her own that's not being taken care of. Now, I know she got needs because her man ain't 6'6", 270. You're looking at all this beefcake in front of you. You start thinking, Lord,
what is it?
What is all this here? Merry Christmas to me. Oh, I got needs that can't get met, but I bet you can do something. Well, you know I offered to help her with her needs, and she couldn't resist. I know that's right.
Beefcake. That was easy.
So here we are months later, and we both have to admit that we are falling for each other. Oh, this thing got good now. There's nothing better than revenge, but I don't want my new woman to find out it was all a game in the beginning. Should I keep our affair a secret a little longer, or should I show my wife that two can play this game? Please advise, Steve. Oh, you came to the right place, player. Boy, look at here. First of all, you do not tell her that it was all a game in the beginning. But what you do say is, when I came over there, it was about revenge for me. I just wanted him to feel hurt, and I wanted his marriage to be in pain the way mine had to go through it. But when I saw you, I said, wow, how could he do this to some woman like this? And then I found out you knew he was cheating on you, like all women do. And then you just said that you have needs and I got needs and we began to share with one another. And so now here we are and we have this moment. So tell her that you came for revenge, but after you saw her, you could not imagine how he could do this to a woman like you. And so we started seeing each other, and what I found, you was everything I wanted. Because that's why y'all falling for each other. In the words of an old friend of mine,
fair exchange.
Ain't no robbery. If you got my wife and I got your wife and both our wives is cool with being got, bam, gotcha.
Fair exchange.
Ain't no robbery.
So now, here's what you do. Don't tell your wife nothing. Why you can't wait to rub this in her face? Let her get the divorce. Let her discover that the dude don't want her.
Yeah.
But then, let me explain something to you. What you worried about? What he gonna do if you take his wife? What he finna do? You ain't to be played with. You're 6'6", 270. What is punk ass going to do when he find out you got his wife?
NFL,
you worried about
NFL.
What your wife going to do when you tell her you sleeping with his wife. What he going to do? Not a damn thing. Y'all going to live happily ever after and let church say amen.
Amen.
happily ever after.
That was only Tommy and Junior. Appreciate it, fella.
Are we with you?
That felt like a bedtime story.
All right, listen. Post your thoughts on today's Strawberry Letter at Steve Harvey FM and check out the Strawberry Letter podcast, please, on demand.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino.
That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Tired of endless diets and weight loss struggles? It's time to say goodbye to frustration and hello to results. Introducing Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD, your breakthrough solution to fight stubborn body fat. Imagine burning fat, balancing glucose levels, and regulating metabolism in just 12 weeks. This unique 2-in-1 product combines the power of two clinically studied ingredients in one revolutionary formula. Berberine, which targets abdominal fat, and OEA, which curbs your appetite. With just 2 capsules a day, Smart Metabolic Burn by BrainMD can kickstart your metabolism, fight stubborn body fat, especially that pesky abdominal fat, and support your weight management journey. And right now, save over 30% on Smart Metabolic Burn at GetSmartBurn.com. The lowest price anywhere. That's GetSmartBurn.com. Don't delay. Transform your life with Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Our products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.